This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda. Cell phone bill.
Cell phone bills. So. Yes. J.D. Power reports the average monthly bill will set you back $157.
Okay, I agree with that.
Yeah, so after your monthly housing, grocery, and utility costs is probably your next priciest item in your entire budget. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would go with that.
I'm going to start with my own personal situation. So you all will know then that as savvy as I can be, sometimes I just let myself get in my own way as well. I have been a loyal customer for one of the big four. So the big four would be AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, T-Mobile.
You're not going to out which one it was?
I will.
Okay.
I have been with AT&T for 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, like when they were singular and then AT&T bought them a few years after I was singular.
Wow, that's old school.
Yeah. So I was super loyal. And you know what that loyalty got me? Nothing. Yeah,
what'd they give you?
Nothing.
Oh.
Absolutely nothing. I mean, I had a discount on the bill from my job, but we'll talk about discounts in a minute. But other than that, you know, 25 years doesn't get you anything except for they say that they have some kind of loyalty program where you get cheaper movie tickets on Tuesdays, but everyone gets cheaper movie tickets on Tuesdays.
Like T-Mobile Tuesdays. Go ahead. Yeah.
So a year and a half ago, my husband said, hey, we should switch to T-Mobile. They have a military plan. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the math adds up. It would save us some money, but I just don't want to switch because I'm a loyal customer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and switching is probably so difficult, right?
Yeah. It's very difficult. It takes like two minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to cut to the chase there. We actually did end up switching about a week ago. To T-Mobile. So I'm not going to convince you to leave T-Mobile because that would say that I made a mistake. But here's some things that you need to look for when trying to save on your phone bill. And I basically hit my limit with AT&T because they couldn't really give me anything to reduce my bill further. Okay. So number one, pay for what you need. So do you really need unlimited data? So here's an example. We were getting 15 gigs a month from AT&T, which is essentially unlimited. There's three people on my phone plan, myself, my husband, and my son. Mm-hmm. On an average month, we use between 3 and 5 gigs total. Okay. Between three. Do you think we needed 15 or even unlimited? No. But there's this comfort, right? In unlimited, oh, I'll never go over. No matter what I do, I won't go over. So to manage that, if you do tend to do a lot of streaming or downloading, you know, do that when you're on your Wi-Fi, either at home or out and about. Check your last 6 months of bills. See what you actually are using. Are you using anywhere near these upper limits of gigs that you would need a higher plan? Possibly, but most likely not. Mm-hmm. Another thing, skip the phone insurance.
Yes.
Or any other fluff options on your bill. So do you really need visual voicemail? That's an extra charge on a bill. Do you need phone insurance? Well, if you're prone to dropping your phone or something like that, then maybe. But did you know that the coverage varies? So in the first 6 months, they'll cover a certain deductible. Or you have a certain deductible. You still pay something. The insurance is you pay insurance, and then you still have to pay a portion of the repair costs, like $50 to $100.
Right.
Still comes out of pocket. Mm-hmm. And then the older the phone gets, the higher your deductible gets. So at that point, you probably would have either bought a new phone or you could have had that money working towards other things and then just bought a new phone on your own. Mm-hmm. Enroll in auto pay and paperless billing for your discounts. So like, for example, both AT&T and T-Mobile, Mobile. Those are the two I'll talk most about because I know them best. But they both offer like a $5 or something discount if you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing.
Yep.
Speaking of discounts, are you taking advantage of all the discounts available to you? So like I mentioned, we just went under the military plan. Most of the major carriers, I don't know for sure, but the major carriers have military discount plans. First responders, they have discounts. Students have discounts. There are discounts for a number of places you work. So under my AT&T plan, I had a discount for when I was a government employee in Miami. And that discount stayed with me, even though I left that job, 6 years ago. So you never know. Your company may have a discount already negotiated. Check with your HR department or read through your employee handbook. See if it's one of your benefits. Do you get a discount, Craig?
I hate to admit this, but mm-hmm. I have been a T-Mobile customer since the 90s. Mm-hmm. I've grown through them when they were really bad, and now they're like awesome. But they actually have. I know why you're asking me this, and that's unfair.
I don't know why I'm at it.
They have a 55 plus plan.
No, I was thinking the first responder.
You're calling me old. No, they have a 55 plus plan.
Oh yeah.
So anyone over 55.
What I like about T-Mobile, though, and some of the other carriers have this at once, so I'm not a T-Mobile commercial. They certainly aren't paying me to be one, so is that it's all in. So whatever it ends up being for your lines, like I think ours ends up being $120 a month. That's flat. That's taxes, everything, all right. In. So like AT&T will say, it's $120 a month, but then they add in all these local and state taxes. There's like 20
different surcharges on there.
And then it's $150. Yep, exactly.
Now, the T-Mobile One Unlimited 55 Plus plan, you get two lines, unlimited text, talk, and data for $70.
See, that's pretty good.
So, I mean, find that anywhere else. That's crazy.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you can find it somewhere else.
Daggone it. Go ahead.
It's just where your pain points are.
Yes.
So take advantage of the extras. So, AT&T did offer some extras. Were they valuable to me? No, not necessarily.
Right.
T-Mobile, we switched over them for a couple of reasons. One, they included international data and texting, and my husband travels more. I couldn't get that with AT&T. That was the main reason for our switch. T-Mobile also includes a Netflix plan. So we were paying for that on our own. Now T-Mobile's paying it. So that saves us $13 a month. I saw a commercial for one of the other major carriers. I think it was Sprint. I'm not sure, though. But they'll pay for your Disney Plus subscription. So if you're already paying for these things on your own, I wouldn't say sign up because of that. But if you already are paying for it, it would save you that amount.
Oh, that Verizon, by the way, for Disney.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Just because I know someone's going to write us and say, no, it wasn't them.
Anyway, I said I didn't know.
But now you're good.
Apparently their commercial wasn't good enough.
I have no life. That's why I know all this crap. It's totally useless.
So, and if you are getting that unlimited data, can you use your mobile hotspot at home instead of home internet? Maybe that would save you an internet cost at home. Some food for thought. I know my sister didn't have internet at home. She was using her mobile phone for internet for quite some time and it worked fine. So look into other carriers. See if your current carrier will match the offer. They might. Remember, they don't want to lose a customer. It's much harder to find a new customer than to keep one you already have. But again, if they can't match it, then don't be afraid to switch. Like, it took me a year and a half to get over my fear of switching, which is way too long. Way too long. Yeah. Most people aren't on a contract anymore. So if you're, it's pretty easy to switch. We were there for less than an hour. Mm-hmm. If you're making monthly payments on a phone still, which you shouldn't, we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah. But if you are still making monthly payments on a phone on your phone bill, then that might be different. You might have some penalties for switching. So make sure the new company that you're switching to will pay it off. A lot of them have those deals for switching. Yeah. So speaking of phones, keep them longer. So steer clear of the rolling the purchase of a new phone into your monthly plan. Hot tip, that's a debt payment. You're just financing your phone.
You mean you shouldn't buy an Apple iPhone 10, 11, 12, 13, 14?
But Craig, it's only like $30 a month.
Yeah, okay. It's a $1,000 phone every year.
Exactly. So Yeah, we buy all of our phones outright, and I never buy them from the carriers because they're more expensive through carriers. So, you know, remember, you can find a discount on just about anything if you buy it somewhere else. So we actually buy direct from Samsung, or we've bought phones off of Amazon, even refurbished ones. I would never buy a phone from a carrier.
Yeah, same here.
Speaking of which, watch out for those so-called free phones from the carriers.
What? You mean it's not free? They said it was free.
So they can be free, but sort of.
You mean, hell, here comes the lawyer.
Sort of, yeah. So like my husband convinced them to give him one cheapy phone for, I'm putting air quotes out, you can't see it, but free, which means that every month on the bill for the next 2 years, they're going to put a charge for like $8 on the phone, because again, it's a super cheapy phone. It's not like your iPhone 10 or anything.
Right.
He doesn't care. He'll use any phone. And then they'll also put a credit for the exact same amount on there. But it means that if you were to switch or terminate your, even though it's not a contract, mm-hmm. if you stop using their services within that time period, then at that point you would be, I'm trying not to use a lawyer word, but it's all I know, liable. You would be responsible for paying all of that outstanding balance at that point in time.
Gotcha.
And then finally, and this is the one that we all kind of shied away from, but it's probably one of the most important ones, check out discount carriers. Most of the discount carriers use the same networks as the major four. For example, Cricket Wireless uses the AT&T network and has a plan for unlimited minutes, unlimited texts, and 5 gigs of data. Remember, I said that we were using less than 5 every month, mm-hmm. and that's for $40 a month. And that includes taxes and fees, flat fee. Mm-hmm. There's a great website out there called whistleout.com that'll compare dozens of carriers. And I mean dozens. And they're like, I pulled it up today. It would compare 39 different carriers. I didn't even know there were 39 carriers. But, you know, sometimes you're paying, like we talked about before, how I would package string cheese, the same string cheese, into different packages.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're paying for a brand and it's the exact same thing.
Right.
So you might be paying for an AT&T network because it says AT&T, whereas Cricket Wireless is the, let's call it generic, mm-hmm. using the exact same underlying infrastructure.
Yep. No, because they buy the blocks from the big carriers and they're reselling it as their own. And so they're making some money off that way. However, one thing that I learned from another financial guy, your priority in the network is lower on the lower cost providers, even though. So if that is not a big deal to you, but if you're using like data, like I'm a heavy data guy.
Yeah, I did see that, Craig. Yeah. And I actually read someone tried it out for a couple of weeks. And technically, yes, they may throttle your speed during busy peak times.
Right.
But the human eye probably won't notice it. Technically, it'll be slower. Realistically, you're not going to notice.
No, I'm like in the 5% part where 95% of people would notice difference. But yeah, I'm one of the heavy guys, the heavy data users. But we're such a small minority. But
whatever
most
you need
people
to tell yourself,
would not
Craig,
make a difference.
To convince yourself you don't need to switch.
Oh, no, I need to stay with T-Mobile because I do international as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get the unlimited data. So, and it's 200 some countries, and I'm actually going to these countries.
Right.
And for me, yes, it actually is easy.
Well, there you go.
I go to Canada, I get a text message and reminds me, hey, you can do whatever you want. It's just like you're at home. Like, okay. Right. Yeah, I go. I was just in Jamaica the other day. Got a text message. Yep. Keep using your phone like you always do. You're always reminded that you can just keep doing what you're doing. So
perfect.
So for me, of course, I do need.
You have to weigh.
Yeah, T-Mobile. Actually, I am using that stuff because I'm a heavy international traveler. So I got to do.
And that's why we switch. So it's the point is you should make the comparison and see what fits best with your needs and your lifestyle.
Yeah,
and it may not be one of the top four.
And you know what's going to be interesting about T-Mobile? I don't mean to drag this out, but once this 5G comes out, which they have now, but they have a whole TV network coming out.
Yeah. Well,
they're going to be like a cable TV company. They already have it up and running.
Not to get into the technical details. They actually don't have the full 5G yet until they finish their merger with Sprint.
Right. But when you get 5G, you're going to be just like YouTube TV. T-Mobile has their own version of YouTube TV that they have. So your cable company could be T-Mobile or
so
YouTube
T-Mobile.
TV
if you're listening, feel free to throw us, you know.
Yeah, we'll be your yes, we will be a promoter.
Yeah, we are currently not. For anyone who's listening, I'm not getting any kickback.
No, we're definitely losing money. No, we get nothing. But I am a big T-Mobile
fan. But I'll definitely
T-Mobile
let
fan.
Everyone know if I experience any issues with T-Mobile and regret my decision.
I will be interested to hear what your experience is because I travel all over the United States all the time, and I love T-Mobile. I have never had a problem. Yeah. And I'm in every country, too, and it's been great. So I want to hear your experience, though.
Okay. Well, that's all we've got for our show today. Awesome.
That was a great episode.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.